It's easy to be a master. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. It's easy to be a master. All you have to do is live in the now. That's all. Live in the now, and you're a master. Live in the now, and you're a master. Number one, we can start out with being courteous to ourselves. If we choose to be in a group of people, and some people are talking, we listen to them. And we don't try to out-talk them. We don't try to talk while they're talking. We listen to them. And then when there's a pause, then we say something, and then they listen to us. Now, if they don't listen to us, that doesn't bother us. We just go right on talking, saying what we're saying, and saying it gently and nicely, not in any angry way, but just a gentle, nice way. And then when we finish, then if they have something to say, fine. But the thing is, always you learn to live in the now. Why have you created people in your world? Why have I created people in my world? I create people in my world because I want to have intercourse with them. I want to have a relationship with them. I want to talk with them. I want to share with them. I want to think with them. I want to think tank with them, you know? And if they don't hear my voice when I'm talking, then obviously I'm not getting through to them, and so it's not a convenient or a lovely thing. But I have to ask myself, why don't they hear me? Is it because I don't hear them? Is it because I'm not listening to them when I talk? Or when they talk? When they share, am I not listening to them? It must be that way, because no one could be discourteous to me and speak when I'm speaking if I never did that to anybody else. Now, I have to look very closely at my own life, at my own way, and my own things, because this is what happens. If I consider any person not a master, then I surely am not a master. If I consider any person a would-be master, then I'm not a master. I'm only a would-be master too. For whatever I see in others is what I am in myself. Now, it's easy to be a master. You just live in the now. Now, what does the now pretend to say? The now says that every moment is precious. And I live in the preciousness of each moment at the moment I live it. And there is no other moment for me to consider. There's no future or past moment for me to consider. I only live in the now. Now, that's not an easy thing to do, because we are so gregarious and so various in our thinking. We include yesterday and tomorrow and all sorts of interesting things. And even today we think about, you know. But not as much as we think about yesterday and tomorrow. It's easy to be a master. I will say this to you and to me. A master is being himself and having fun. Now, if you ever, and if I ever am pissed off at anybody, if I ever am irritated with anybody, if I ever let my anger or unhappiness rise with anyone's actions or things, then I am not a master. But if I'm untouched by what anyone else in the world does, because I don't create them doing things that would touch me, you understand? I don't create them doing things that would make me be concerned to put a negative word in there. I don't create them doing that. Now, if I really am a master, that's what I'm doing. Now, is a teacher a master? Yes. The teacher says, this is the way I like to do it. Now, this is lots of fun. This, you must do this, you must do that, you must do this. That's a preacher stuff, you know. That's the old minister saying, you're evil, you know, you're lesser than me. I'm the minister. I am good and you're not, you know. That's the way they talk, you know. And the minister rants and raves at the congregation who are in church about the congregation who are not in church. And of course, he's ranting and raving at the wrong people. He should be blessing the people who are in church and loving them and saying, wow, you guys are great. You guys know where to get the story. Now, let's begin with the story. The story is all about you and how you can find that pot of gold that's right inside of you. And da-da-da. Oh, no, no, you should have been in church study. The minister talked about finding the pot of gold. Tell me all about it. No, 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 no. You go to church and he'll tell you about it, but I'm not going to tell you about it. That's my secret. That's my world. Well, what are you exciting me about it by telling me that he's doing it? Well, I'm just excited about it. Yeah? Now, be yourself and have fun. But be yourself and have fun. Now, the minister, he can be himself and have fun. He can tell what he believes. He can tell what he thinks. He can tell what he dreams. He can tell what makes him happy in life. All the beautiful things that make him so joyous. And then his congregation would say, what a positive minister. Now, he might be talking about some difficult things too. But still, what a positive minister. And the teacher in school who excites children to learn, excites them to be interested in the subject. Isn't that a living in the now teacher? My goodness. Right now, oh boy, this is a great... Now, watch, kids. Today, I'm going to give you a demonstration with my dog. Now, Bessie, jump on the table. So Bessie jumps on the table. Bessie, lie down. Bessie lies down in front of the class. Bessie, put your paw out and wave it at the boys and girls. Bessie waves her paw at them. Bessie, roll on your back and scoodle on your back. So Bessie rolls on her back and scoodles on her back. And all the boys and girls say, wow, I wish my dog would do that. Bessie, get on the floor. So Bessie stays on the table. This is part of the game. Uh-huh. And the teacher says, Bessie, get on the floor. And Bessie says, da, 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 and wags his tail and says, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Because she taught Bessie, when she says, get on the floor, that he stays where he is. So she says, Bessie, down. So Bessie leaps off the table, down on the floor, and sits and gets down on her tummy. And the class said, wow, how'd you do that? She didn't want to get off the table. That's right. I taught her, when I said, get off the table, she doesn't get off. When I taught her down, then she gets down from wherever she is and lays on the floor. Now, I do that as a demonstration because sometimes we don't pay attention when our mothers and fathers call us, and then we're angry because they don't save supper for us when we come in late. And you see, we haven't learned how to get off the table or go lay down. And Bessie has learned how to do it. You see, now, that way the dog can be a wonderful teacher, a wonderful example. And you can also teach the children. Say, now, Mary, come up here. I want you to teach Bessie how to sit up. Oh, but that's complicated. No. Here's a cookie. And Bessie, down. So Bessie lays down. She thinks she's going to get the cookie laying down. And then Mary says, Bessie, sit. So Bessie sits. Very nice. And then Mary says, Bessie, beg. So Bessie lifts up her two paws and begs, you know, waiting for the cookie. And the teacher says, Mary, what must you do? Well, I told Bessie if she'd beg, I'd give her a cookie. You have to give her the cookie then, because that's part of the game too. Otherwise, she won't believe in you. She won't believe that you have a cookie for her if you do. And later, she won't come even when you don't have a cookie, because she likes to behave. Well, you can be a master right now. Anyone can be a master right now. If you just like yourself and just say to yourself, my life is fun. My life is filled with joy and peace and happiness. And man, I am so glad that I'm me. I really am. This is a great world that I live in. And when you do that, you know it's a great world when you live in it. But you can be a master now. Bessie is a master now. And Bessie has a lot more things that she's going to practice and learn. And the boys and girls in the class are going to have a lot more things that they're going to experience too. But the teacher, because she teaches with enthusiasm, in theos, in God, she teaches with enthusiasm, the children instantly want to learn. They want... Tell us more. No, we'll save some for tomorrow. And so the kid's eager to come back to school. Now, are you ready to tell us, well, what happened next? What happened next, you know, in the adventure of learning? Well, next came the minus sign. You've just learned about the plus sign yesterday, and the plus sign can do all the wonderful things of putting things together. Now, the minus sign is what we're going to learn about today. Now, the minus sign is made up of two people, a boy and a girl. And the boy is one end of the minus sign, and the girl is the other end of the minus sign. And they're always pulling apart. They're always wanting to separate. They want to take 2 minus 2 equals what? You take 2 away from 2, and what do you got left? Nothing. It's zero. See what that boy and girl did? They took the 2 away from the 2, and there's nothing left. Now, let's take 2 away from 6, and what have we got? You know? Or 2 away from 4, that's easier yet. What have we got? We got 2. Well, no. We have 4, don't we? Because if we took 2 away from 2, then we would have 4. No, because we took 1 away. Now, how are you going to do that? And so you begin saying, all right, now here's 2 potatoes, and here's 2 potatoes, and that's 4 potatoes. Now, you reach up there, and you take 2 potatoes away from it, and there's how many potatoes left? That's why they teach by example like that. It's a fun thing. Yeah. And the funner you make learning, the more interested children are in being a master now. But that's the way we want to learn our philosophy too. And our philosophy is that every one of our students loves to do their work on time. Every one of our students loves to do their work and get it in beautifully. Every one of our students loves to read their lessons. Every one of our students loves to send in their quizzes and send in their essays and do them on time. And they like to do them within a scheduled period of time. There's no excuse. Because if they have an excuse, then that means they're not thinking about the material of the lesson. And if they're not thinking about the material of the lesson, then they're not living in the now. And if they're not living in the now, then they're not masters. And if they're not masters, we don't want anything to do with them. So, have a good evening, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.